I want to thank my guest, Jim Robinson, again. Thank you so much for taking the time. And
thank you for doing this.
Yeah, yeah, it's been my pleasure. Also, public comment period is coming up. So once the decision is made by the EPA, which course of action, they do look for community and individual feedback. So please stay tuned. Watch this space for information about how to make your public comment. And you can also find that information through the websites we talked about. So thanks. When a black cat crosses my path, a woman in the moon is singing to the air. And it is just a few minutes, actually it's just a few seconds before 10 a.m. and Chris Andre with Air Cascadia. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Followed by at 10:15 by Flashpoints. Today, Flashpoints looks at foreign policy issues in the presidential campaign. And at 11 on the Recovery Zone, Stephanie Potter interviews Jordan Fink, founder of World Tree, about working with nature to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and into soil. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Tim DeChristopher Lecture, Wielding the Power of Vulnerability, Thursday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Tim DeChristopher, as bitter 70, disrupted a Bureau of Land Management oil and gas auction in 2008 by outbidding oil companies for land parcels around Arches and Canyonlands National Parks in Utah. His actions led to a 21-month imprisonment. Again, that's a lecture by Tim DeChristopher titled Wielding the Power of Vulnerability, Thursday, April 7th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Real Community Radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And be sure to wait for, watch for, and keep an eye out for the new KBOO website. Coming soon to a radio near you. The weather for today, a slight chance of rain or drizzle, and that could break out into true rain by the afternoon. Highs around 56, not much wind, 6 to 9. Tonight, rain, lows around 45, wind 7 to 11 miles per hour. And for tomorrow, it's a 50-50 as far as rain is concerned, overcast because otherwise you couldn't have rain, right? Highs near 53 and southwest wind 6 to 11 miles per hour. One of my very favorite guests is going to be with us today, Mike Meese with the Buffalo Field Campaign. There was the most, they created a trap. They built essentially a trap for the buffalo. These are the most beautiful creatures. And they slaughtered them in a ghastly way, in a way in which the buffalo were suffused with fear. They died in their last moments. And when this means that a member, a First Nations member, died every time one of those beautiful, beautiful creatures died. There's this ghastly video. You can have a look at it. If you're not motivated to do something with alongside in solidarity with the Buffalo Field Campaign. If you don't feel moved after seeing that video, you got a heart of stone. Mike Meese is going to be with us today. He'll be talking, hopefully you'll channel a little bit of the Lakota activist Rosalie Little Thunder and talk Buffalo. I got just a couple of headlines just to get through right now. The author of First Do No Harm says that Trump's foreign policy positions are bombast, casually thought out. I would take issue with that remark of David Gibbs. I don't think Trump has any foreign policy ideas whatsoever. I don't think that he cares about anything unless it's got one of his hotels on it. And it's a good thing that security agencies are getting a lot of real-time action practice in case there is trouble right around the election. The U.S. government is stepping up security measures in response to Tuesday's bombings in Brussels. How very convenient. It's a practice run, isn't it, for the post-auction moments. It'll be like those critical first seconds after the Big Bang. Apparently, the Paris terror suspect was in fact planning new attacks anyway, is what they say. And returning to this side of the pond in Moncton, Vermont, vowing to stay aloft until construction is halted, climate justice advocates have launched an aerial blockade directly in the path of the fracked gas pipelines at on Rotax Road. This is in Moncton, Vermont. So now, this is good. This is a good thing. The fracking activists have taken to the trees. Well, what are the odds? Wounded missionary Mason Wells was in Boston bombings, Paris attacks, and the Brussels terror explosions. Mormon missionaries from Utah, CIA is what they are actually, seem to be everywhere that the action is these days. And as if these events in Brussels were not enough to get the world's attention, a major nuclear power plant in Belgium has been partially evacuated following yesterday morning's terror attacks. Workers at the Etange nuclear power plant are now leaving the building. That said, I want to also let you know that Colleen Rowley will be joining us to talk a little bit about the Hillary's a neocon campaign launched by Roots Action. Keep an eye on Roots Action. They're doing a great deal right now. They're an exciting place to be. Right now, though, I want to bring on Mike Meese with the Buffalo Field campaign. Mike, after watching the video, I didn't watch it. I have to admit, I couldn't get all the way through it. If you could talk a little bit about that. I was thinking last night, after we spoke about the video and of Rosalie Little Thunder, I'm going to just turn that over to you at this point.
Well, first off, Chris, thanks for having me on again. I'm always honored to be part of this and hearing what you're talking about, the plight of the world. It's just such disarray that it's hard to believe we can do anything logically anymore. But what this video really shows is what this society wants to do. We have this inherent fear of the wild. We're so afraid of it that we have to domesticate, tame, and cage up and pin away anything that doesn't listen to what some people are trying to tell them. And you know, unfortunately, this is all being done with our taxpayer dollars, and these sacred buffalo are in the crosshairs. And when you watch them, you know, go through the squeeze chutes, go through these torture chambers, get poked, prodded, and, you know, it's just all part of the trying to breed out the wild. And, you know, I think of Sacred Rosalie, and she was one of the poor natives that had to go to boarding schools, and they tried to breed out her wildness and her religion out of her, but it wouldn't happen. And you know, these buffalo are suffering the same plight. They're going through the exact same conditioning that our government tried to imply to all Native Americans, and it's just disgusting in this day and age with the technology that we have, that with our taxpayer dollars, for the sole benefit of what I have to refer to as the welfare project of Montana's cattle ranchers, we have to, or these poor buffalo have to endure this. And when you watch it, like you said, unless you're really someone that has a gut for horrible things, you know, this is going to disgust you and hopefully motivate you to stand up for these, because these are not Montana's buffalo. This is not Montana's right to treat them this way. And the more outrage we have from across the nation, the more chance we have for change. And maybe Obama can do something in his last minute of his lame duck session and do something he can be proud of, save the buffalo for the people again.
Mike, thank you so much. We're just about out of time for this part of Cascadia. Just before we let you go, though, I believe you said you had some good news that's coming up that we wait for that, or could you tell
Thursday,
us a little bit now?
This Thursday, a new video will be up that I'd encourage everyone to watch after watching that one. The next 2 days after we had gone through the trap and witnessed that, they first tried to capture a group of 72 with seven horsemen. The next day, a group of 30 with four horsemen, and the buffalo were not having it, and they ran away to freedom and have not been caught to this day. This video shows that beautiful moment.
Thank you so much, Mike. Spirit of Rosalie running with the buffalo. I want to thank you so much. Mike, you've been hearing Mike Meese with the Buffalo Field Campaign, and there is plenty that you can do. There is plenty. This is not something where you got to sit there and feel helpless, like, well, what am I supposed to do? Go to that website. It'll tell you exactly what you can do. Colleen Rowley is with us now. Very last minute. We're so very happy to have you with us. I wanted you to, you know, I welcomed you to the KBOO airwaves once again. Tell us a little bit about Roots Action's next big move.
Roots Action has just put up a new website entitled Hillary is a Neocon. It's all one word. If you separate the words, you won't find it. But Hillary is a neocon. And I believe David Swanson and others listed all of the various votes and actions she has taken. Actually, she's been in power quite a lot, so she has a real track record of always leaning towards these war hawk neocons. Sadly enough, we just saw the fruits of these interventions for full-spectrum dominance around the world and toppling governments and actually launching wars, as she did on Libya. We're witnessing the sad consequences of terrorist attacks in Europe, as well as war refugees that are dying. I mean, I don't know how anyone cannot understand that the cause that actions have consequences. And, you know, this terrorism didn't come out of a vacuum. There's reasons for it. Hillary Clinton is really one of the main neocons. Robert Kagan, who's the founder of Project for a New American Century, is her main backer, endorser, advisor right now. And I don't know how you can not say that she's, progressive and liberal when she's got one of the main war hawk neocons as her advisors and endorsers.
So, Hillary's a new website. Roots Action is a website to have a look at. She has launched some very ill-advised military actions that even conservatives caution against. Just on the last minute or so that we have, what is left to us, because her presidency would be a disaster. But then again, what about Donald Trump's presidency? And I mean, I want to again stress, this is not an election, it's an auction.
Right.
We left elections behind when we abandoned democracy in favor of capitalism. So this is essentially an auction. Her record as far as foreign policies is truly dismal, and when you acquaint yourself with it as you can with these websites, it's frightening.
There is a sad reality that in all likelihood I supported Bernie Sanders here in Minnesota, and in Minnesota he won in two states yesterday, so there still is some hope, unfortunately, and if more people would take action, that could change the future. If not enough people take action, it all reality is that we will have Trump versus what I call Killary because of her track record.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, you know, there are third party options and there are other things. It really is a question of educating other people. They've been very good at duping the country into this war is the answer, and unfortunately, war is actually the problem. It's creating 6,000 times the amount of terrorism, and until people can really see that and realize it, it can't be corrected. Hillary Clinton is not going to be a remedy or a fix. In all likelihood, she may well be worse than even George Bush. Her track record is very, very sordid when it comes to war. And, siding with Netanyahu, she just gave a speech yesterday that she will, you know, she said before she would obliterate Iran. She gave a speech yesterday that gave all indications she really hasn't changed her mind about this. So I think she could undo the Iran agreement that Obama has put into place.
It was beginning to look that way. Colleen, hang on a second. We're fresh out of time, and we're so fortunate to have you join us. I hate to let you go. But here we are. I want to thank you again. Colleen is, of course, Raleigh is a former FBI special agent and division counsel in May, if you remember this, 2002 memo to the FBI director exposed some of the FBI's pre-9/11 failures. Right every time. This has been Cascadia for Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. Kate Welch engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to broadcast locally to Portland, Corvallis, Hood River, and everywhere in between. But what if you're too far away to listen to KBOO on the radio? Never fear. There are many ways to connect to KBOO, no matter where you are, by listening online. KBOO offers two web streams that are compatible with iTunes and most media players. Even if you're on a slower connection, you'll be able to listen to our original music,